This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Throughout your long and beautifully fantastic life, it's very likely that you will interact with a wide range of different characters, different people. Some of these people are going to be awesome. Some of these people are going to be not so awesome. But the most despicable among this group of people, I believe, that you interact with throughout your life are those that try to rob you of the pure joy that comes from having a fresh idea. Let's call these people idea killers. Now, you've probably encountered at least a handful of idea killers throughout your lifetime. These are the folks that the moment you come up to them with a fresh idea, you've got this awesome idea, you're excited to share, you're enthusiastic about sharing, maybe it's for your business, maybe it's for your personal life, whatever, idea killers will tell you it's no good. They'll say your idea won't work. They'll say somebody else is already doing it. They'll say you're not good enough or experienced enough or smart enough to bring that idea into reality. In the wise words of the great philosopher, DJ Khaled, they don't want you to win, baby. They don't want you to win. These are idea killers, and idea killers kill ideas because it's painful for them to see someone successfully execute against an idea. It makes them jealous, right? It reminds them of the regrets that they themselves harbor about having let their own ideas die. Maybe they let fear freeze them from bringing their own ideas to life in the past, or perhaps they let somebody else rob them of a great idea in the past, and now they want to pay that pain forward. Now, these people, these idea killers, they're disgusting, they're distracting, they're despicable, but you want to know what's even worse than an idea killer? Someone who lets their ideas get kidnapped and killed by an idea killer. That's right. That's what's even worse than somebody who tries to come along and take your idea and stomp on it, kidnap it, kill it. If you let that person do that, then you're worse off than they are. Then you are worse than they are because you let a dream die. You let an idea die. You let something beautiful die before it was even given a chance to breathe. Here's an interesting thing to think about. Each neuron in your brain can make over 100 distinct connections with even more neurons in your brain. Furthermore, each of these neurons then has a piece of information within it. Some of these pieces of information are totally random. Some of these pieces of information are very specific. And when these random and specific neurons, these pieces of information collide and combine with one another and they connect with each other, that's when we get what we call new ideas. That's when we get these light bulb moments, right? And what are ideas anyway? Well, they're essentially just fresh thoughts that arise in our minds as a result of the experiences and images and learnings, both physical and psychological, that we have in our lives. When they connect with each other, that's when we get a fresh idea in our brains. In short, neural synapses that fire and wire together over and over and over again throughout our lives, that's what we call new thoughts, new ideas. It's almost like your brain, it's always dancing with itself, right? Every time you learn something new, your brain then combines it with something old, and then bam, all of a sudden you get that fresh idea, that fresh business idea, or you come up with a funny joke or a new article idea, or you rearrange the furniture in your living room in a way that makes the whole place look more open and spacious. The bottom line here is this: ideas are valuable. In fact, ideas, they're a lot like currency, right? Some ideas are worth pennies, while other ideas are worth millions. And just like you wouldn't want to let somebody rob you of the money in your pocket, you shouldn't let somebody rob you of the ideas in your brain. Ideas are valuable. Your ideas are valuable, and they're just as valuable as anybody else's. Now, does that mean that all your ideas are worth pursuing? No. Does it mean that all your ideas are going to work? No. But does it mean that each and every single one of your ideas is worth respecting? Absolutely. 100%. Don't let somebody else come and jack you of your idea and kill that idea. Give your idea some respect. Treat your ideas with respect, and they will reward you infinitely. So, the actionable insight that I want to share with you from this episode is this. If you have not already started one, if you don't already have a notebook that you carry with you, grab a notebook and start an idea notebook, specifically an idea book. Either section off a part of your current notebook that you already carry with you and section it off specifically for ideas. Whenever they arise, jot them down, or start a fresh book and call it your idea book. Start an idea book. This can be any notebook in which you store your ideas. And very importantly, it should be portable, and it should be something that you keep with you at all times. Make sure it's something that's big enough to hold your ideas, but small enough to keep within reach at all times. As of late, I've been hooked on these notebooks by a company called Smythson. It's a British brand, and they've created a bunch of different really nice notebooks, and they have this thing called the Panama notebook that's been around since, I believe, the late 1800s. And I found out about this company sometime last year and bought one, and I've been buying those ever since. They've replaced my Moleskines, my Lectrums, all the other ones that I've used. I only use these Smythson ones now, and they're pretty awesome. They have this really thin featherweight paper, and anyways, I'm not going to geek out on that. But anyways, they're very small. They're very portable. I just keep one in my back pocket. Anytime I get an idea, boom, I write it down. Doesn't have batteries. It's not something that I put in my smartphone, right? Ideas I prefer to put down on paper. I like to interact with the paper itself, because something happens in your brain when you write things down, when you write down your ideas. In a weird way, you start to have more ideas, new ideas form as you're interacting with the pencil and the paper. So get yourself an idea book. That can be any notebook that's small enough and portable that you're willing to carry with you everywhere. And anytime you get an idea, no matter how dumb you think it is, no matter how awesome you think it is, jot that bad boy down, put it in your idea book. So that's the first thing to keep in mind about this message here in this episode. The second thing, again, don't ever let idea killers come along and kill your ideas. You be the one who ultimately decides upon whether one of your ideas deserves to live or whether it deserves to die. Bottom line, treat your ideas with respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And go out there every single day and live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.